Members, good morning. We've come to the end of a long road, I suppose. A long road where we've had to come to the conclusion of a process that I think was very credible, very fair, and very open. We must also take the opportunity to thank the South African public for giving us choices and for the candidates who came here to give us the opportunity to interview them, and for all political parties for the cooperation that we received in the process. In particular, we must also thank our guests from the media, who have been permanent members of this committee, and very, very much active in reporting accurately the deliberations of this committee. I must say that after last week, I've been receiving a lot of calls from journalists trying to establish the names. You know, they were trying. But do you think you can't even give us one? Things like those. And we've kept them to the stage to say it's better to wait until the committee process is finalized. So thanks for understanding things like those. In terms of the outcome, I'm not sure. I'll leave it for to you to be the judge of this process. But the ANC has considered the names also that were given by other parties. I've not been able to do the matrix to say which one and so on. I'll leave that to you to judge in terms of up to how far we've been able to find each other. But I think that we have come to the conclusion of this matter. We will be having a meeting next Tuesday where I suppose the chair must now take the process forward, the chair of the committee, on other matters, including ICASA. In other words, to do the shortlisting so that by the time we leave here, we leave the administration to do the whatever, how many people are going to be interviewing, so that we take a day or whatever, two or whatever, to finalize the process when we come back. Because there is a People's Parliament next week, and then we'll be having a recess, I think, for a week or so. And then sometime in October, we should be back to conclude all these matters, so that by the end of this year, we finished all these matters. Chair, there might be an amendment on the ECA that will come your way. So if it comes, you'll also hopefully be able to deal with that. I'm starting to read other books now relating to science and technology and so on. Very interesting field. And then I'm not happy that I'm leaving you, but I'm excited that I'm going to science and technology. No cakes today. We'll see if we have the cake next week. But it will be sponsored by agriculture. They will bake the cake. The chair, you can see that. You can see that he was just phoning the bakery to say, "Listen, you must bake the cake for next Tuesday." Obviously, with the departure of myself or Comrade Ruben from the committee, you will have new members coming that will be deployed accordingly. But let me just give this opportunity to one of the members to just respond to our previous engagement. Comrade Ruben.
No. Thank you, Chair. I hope that I'll do well in agriculture. I was saying that the least I know about agriculture is this subsistence, pedestrian, primitive farming, but it has sustained our people for long. So, and I wish you good luck as well in science and technology. In joining your chapter, Sandy, as the African National Congress, we'd like to appreciate the support that we got from our people in terms of this process, getting 142 nominations. Indicates that there is a lot of interest that our people have in the work of the South African Broadcasting Corporation. And also appreciate the fact that, as this committee, we have tried at all times to, get the best for the SABC, given the shortlist that we have done, with all its difficulties, because out of that 142, it was not easy for us to arrive at 37. I'm sure if God willing, we would have interviewed all of them. but it was not possible to do so. But also appreciate the response by those that we have interviewed. We have, had the time to come and talk to us about what can be offered to the public broadcaster. And therefore, we would like to send our words of appreciation to them for having time to have conversation with us. And as the ANC, I think we would have loved to appoint all of them as members of the board, all those that have been targeted, because all of them were good. But unfortunately, it was a law which precludes us from doing so. So, Chairperson, this has been an exhaustive process, and we think that in the national interest and the interest of the SABC, the following candidates collectively represent what is required of a public broadcaster. Will be able to appreciate the challenges that the SABC has and lift it out of that. Will be able to consolidate the strength that is there in the SABC and provide strategic leadership to the institution. For a start, Chairperson, as the African National Congress, we would like to table the following names. One is Ms. Nadia Bulbulia. Two, Ms. Alison Gilwald. Three, Mr. Desmond Golding. Four, Mr. Becky Kumalo. Five, Ms. Fadila Lahadin. Six, Ms. Kanin Konza. Seven, Ms. Christine Gunter. Eight, Advocate Pensi Tlakula. Nine, Mr. Ashin Trikamshi. 10, Ms. Gloria Serove. 11, Mr. Andy Lembeki. 12, Mr. Peter Fonja. We think that this collective represents the collective interest of our people and the collective interest of our country. Therefore, Chairperson, we'd like to make formally table these names for consideration and adoption by the committee. Thank you.
Can I get some responses? Ms. Ma?
Now, I thought it would be possible, sir, to express regret about one or two candidates without saying why. Now, in the case of Ms. Kirobe, I'm surprised to see her name there because I thought we explored during the interview the difficult fact that she is a shareholder through the Elephant Consortium in Telkom, and Telkom, by creating Telkom Media, is about to enter into direct competition with the SABC, which also wishes to acquire a subscription broadcasting IP. And there is a difficulty. I mean, the people who drove that questioning were Koto Kumala and myself. And there is a difficulty there, which I I don't think you want to go and look for that difficulty. And considering what wonderful candidates we have available, that name does surprise me. Then, it is a matter of public record that we differ with Ms. Christine Kunta on many, many issues, especially freedom of speech. And I can imagine what influences are at play in seeing you table this name. But there are difficulties. A, they consist of her approach to the freedom of expression. But secondly, then, she, at our request, furnished us with a list of her investments and shareholdings, and they include the Comfortive Healing Gift Proprietary Limited, on which I did just the most superficial research, and I did circulate to members some background on this company, which appears to purport to have medicines which can cure AIDS and HIV/AIDS. And many formations, including Eastern Cape formations of the ANC, as well as the TAC and others, have in fact held inquiries on the products sold by Comfortive Healing Gift. So does that not concern our colleagues, considering the role that certain denialist positions on AIDS play in our country and in our politics? So those two, my colleague Esther Gittwad will speak for himself. But those two represent difficulties for me, and Mr. Andile and Betty, I think particularly recommended himself as an incumbent who should be reappointed. So I express surprise about that proposal. On many of the others, of course, we have common cause.
Okay,
Mr.
Thank you very much. Any other input?
Yes, Chair, I don't really know where to start. I thought I made it very obvious during the interviews, and certainly with the amount of evidence that I had taken a very long time to ascertain, I thought I made it very clear that I didn't feel that Ms. Kunta really deserved, certainly as head of the Human Resources Committee, given that there had been more than 80 resignations of staff and so on and so forth, her obvious inability to have really even read, let alone acted on some of the recommendations of the blacklisting, I thought that it was more than obvious that her reappointment would be extremely problematic for that and many other reasons. I also thought that Mr. Mbeki, when you compare him with some of the other candidates that we had the pleasure of interviewing, he had pretty much passed his sell-by date as a young lion, as it's put in his CV, and that there were others that we could more seriously contemplate. I won't reiterate what Ms. Smuts has already said about Mrs. Sarobi, but I also would appeal that we could explore other candidates who were clearly impressive. So I could just start there, Chair. I mean, basically what you're doing is you're returning, let me get it correct, Ms. Gould, Luckadeen, well, you're proposing that they be returned, Ms. Kunta, Mr. Trikamji, and Mr. Mbeki. So that's, what, two, five? One, two, three, five. And, sorry, on where's the other one?
Gould,
Luckadeen, Kunta, Trikamji, and Mbeki. That's right.
Yeah, if you look at it, all your serving board members were returning except Cecil Nsomi.
That's what I'm looking at. That's exactly what I'm looking at. So you want to return them all except Mr. the ones that have been renominated and have accepted nomination. You want to return them all except Mr. Thorne, who clearly has problems because he works for the KwaZulu-Natal in a very senior position. So I just would like to know, Chair, is it possible that we could even break into to some kind of groups where we could talk quietly amongst ourselves if you are open to us exploring other candidates at this time.
Look, Chairperson, I think first and foremost, as I said, I mean, as African National Congress, we have preferred to appoint all of them, all 36 into the, all 35 into the board. Therefore, it would not be our desire to demotivate the candidate. So therefore, I'm sort of equally surprised, Honorable Tim Smart, with your line of concerns, because they've got no relevance to the SADC, especially in relation to Ms. Gunta and all the purported denialism and all that. So, we are not in the mood to demotivate any of the candidates that you may have that we don't have, because we think that these are good candidates. But having considered all and everything else, this is where we've arrived at. Even the question about Ms. Gloria Serobe, it's us who have asked that question, because we wanted to satisfy ourselves that she will be able to fulfill her role in the context of the board of the SABC, given all sorts of business interests that she has. And we are quite comfortable that issue would not arise. The same thing about Mr. Mbeki and all that. He did not go there to represent, if there are some lion, young lions, to represent them. It was an important consideration, but in terms of the job of the Broadcasting Act, there is nowhere where they say you must have, you know, sort of constituencies that you represent. And if you look at it, there's no subcommittee on youth in the SABC board. So how does it represent that?
Can I come in now?
We are not in the mood of demotivating candidates. Lastly, on the question that...
Can I just come in first? Okay. I'll give you a slot again. I want us to try and just do the following. You see, sometimes we constantly... Can you just switch off the next one? We concentrate on the dark side more than the positive side. Let's just do the following. I think on the list that we had, including the opposition parties, there was Nadia Bulbulia. And I think I must just confirm that there are no problems there, so that we don't wander around. There is absolute consensus on Nadia Bulbulia. So I pass that name as no problem. And then there was absolute consensus from all political parties and members here on Alison Jilwa. So there is no problem there. I'm passing this matter as absolute consensus. I know that the parties, in particular the DA, publicly said that they are going to support Comrade Sini Jinwala, and later on came privately to say they were withdrawing their support. The IFP supported Comrade Jinwala, the AIDS supported Comrade Jinwala, but after considering all these other factors, I think we're not going to put that name up as a candidate, so that name falls off. Can I just finish? You come back. Just notice. So that name is not on the list of the ANC and so on. And on Golding, I think there was also more or less absolute or some consensus on Golding. Okay, the ANC has got Golding because I think, without saying the merits, we need somebody with financial experience, marketing experience, I think, and he's putting that one. So that name, I hear the IFP was not very sure on that one. On Vundla, I think there was no problem in terms of when I saw the list, Vundla was okay. On Mbeki, or rather the reservations have been expressed, and we know those reservations, and we'll come back to that. On Khumalo, I think there was absolute consensus on Mr. Mbeki Khumalo from this matter, except the IFP is raising that they had some reservation. On Lakadin, more or less consensus on this return of this member on the board, and I think the opposition was not very strong in opposing the name, but they would have done better, I think, by coming with other people. On Kanye, I must say that there was consensus on this name, so there is no
Kanye concept.
All right. On Kunta, there was opposition, enormous opposition, and we know this enormity of the opposition. And obviously, yeah. Okay, all right. Okay. On Tlakula, I think also there was absolute consensus on this fine lady, and so on. And on Tsikamji, there was absolute consensus. Okay. Now, I'm saying this just for the record, so that on 75%, 75 to 80% of the candidates that we have here, we seem to be at one with each other. Okay? All right? I'm talking 75% because that's not my calculation. Now, we've got about 25% of the candidates that I think we need to discuss. And I do take the point that there were other candidates that could have been considered, and so on. Now, where there are objections that I hear, it's on Ms. Kunda, Ms. Sirube, and Mr. Mbeki. That I'm getting from the opposition. The question was asked as for whether we can still discuss this matter, and so on. But also the matter that is raised by Comrade Ruben, that it would not be appropriate now to start demotivating candidates and things like those. Sure. No, I'm just hearing what you're saying. So, which means where I'm seated. If I can give you an opportunity to talk to each other privately and just maybe to have a 5, 10 minutes, 15 minutes break to see if there's anything else that can be done. But obviously, it would seem that if we've got to conclude this matter today, we might have to just go to a vote on certain of the three names, if needs be, if we can't find replacements. So that's my assessment of the situation, and maybe what I could do, after hearing your initial responses, is to ask that you adjourn for 10 minutes just to see if there will be anything that comes out of that. But unfortunately, we'll have to conclude this matter today. Or fortunately for the country.
That's on the last point.
Yes.
No, we even if you give us 10 minutes for the conversation, we think that we have taken account of, you know, the positions of both the DA and the IFP on the matter. So, Chair, we are a little firm on the names of
the
but if you give us 10 minutes,
no,
listen to them.
No.
But we're a little firm on
them. That's not acceptable. I think if members are saying that let's have 10 minutes of private conversation, we should do that and not preempt the outcome. And come back to finalize after. Let's give each other that courtesy and finalize this thing to whatever. Whether we come back with the same positions, whether they are changed, is something that we'll have to come back with. What I'm satisfied, the only thing I'm satisfied about is that with the majority of names, we do agree. And this might not...
Chairman has 12, this is not a majority.
Sorry?
Chairman has 12, is not a majority.
That's not my calculation. 50% is the majority. Okay, Ms. Smart.
Yeah, it is a change of the record that seven of the people here have our formal support and are eight. And the person of Fadilala Hadina, I'm perfectly happy to see you back. Yeah. But now, may we now resume the discussion, please, on the matter that you unilaterally raised from the chair, what I conveyed to you. And I want to ask you something arising from that. The Democratic Alliance's caucus is not reconciled to the idea of supporting someone who sits on the NEC of the ANC. However, you, Chair, on Friday morning, when we both appeared on SABC 2, you indicated that the incumbency of the NEC expires in January, just when these board members take over, and that if a person then laid down that post, there would be no problem. So I would suggest that when we talk now, we discuss the possibility of confirming with Ms. Jindawala whether she would stand back from the NEC when this term expires, because that then removes the difficulty. And we still feel that it would be in the great interest of the public broadcaster and the South African public to have the former speaker on that board, especially in light of the fact that you are returning certain of the sitting SABC board members. I don't, with respect to Ruben, think it is correct, after going through a process this long and this thorough, and after the public has participated to such a degree, I don't think it's correct to shut down all discussion from this point. And the chairperson is absolutely right. You can't now suddenly say, no, but we, you know, that's it. And we don't want any further discussion. It's not correct. We should be discussing whether, in fact, now on your list, which we see for the first time, all the categories of expertise are there. We have to measure, is the devotion to free speech there? I must tell you, in the case of Ms. Kunta, in my view, not. So okay. So I think that I would like to discuss with you whether we can discuss.
Just before we get into that detail, I think let's accept for now that let's have a break.
Yeah.
And see if there can be anything out of that discussion.
Absolutely.
If there is nothing, you'll have to allow me to do what chairs do. to listen to me now, Ms. Mark. Must not listen to the chair now.
I want to give you the names we proposed.
No. Listen. I want us to... I'm accepting this proposal of a private discussion. Okay? Just to see if there is anything else. But then, after that, if you find each other on certain of the names replacements, that's fine. When we come back, we'll have to vote on the names, whether we like some or we don't like some, so that we don't discuss for end. You see? I'm just closing it at this thing and suggesting, Chair, that we break for 15 minutes, come back here, and then do the voting before 11 o'clock. If needs be.
Chair, wouldn't it be useful if my colleague do just throw two or three names?
You can do it. Okay. The meeting is adjourned for 15 minutes.
Who else?
I want to talk to you about the chair in the
Mr. Andile Mbeki. And
for tonight. The Cape Town ICC at 1800 hours to 1900 hours. I'm going to hand over the Biko Foundation that invites you for this. I'm going to hand over this to the chair. Those who are available to go to tonight's forecast, you have to talk to the chair. For the forecast. Members, I'm putting... There has been a discussion between the ANC, the DA, and the IFP.
Between agriculture
and the DA. And it would seem that they've got a lot of progress in those discussions. My understanding is that between the ANC and the DA, they agree on 8 candidates. Between the ANC and the IFP, they seem to agree on 7 candidates. and flexible on one. So 8 out of 12 gives me what? Is it 80%? So you've done pretty well. Listen, even if I'm going as the chair of this committee, you still have to be respectful and raise your hands when you speak. Otherwise, this process might just stop here and you meet again tomorrow to finalize.
Chair, the 8 out of 12 doesn't imply we support the list as a whole, because there's one very big problem.
Yes, I understand. 8 out of 12 is where the support lies. And where there is no support is maybe the other 1, 2, 3, 4. Varies from degree, one degree to another. But now we've got to finalize. I'm not going to even enter a situation where we talk forever. Remember, this matter is coming to Parliament on Thursday for a debate, conclusion, and finalization. So I'm sure if anybody... all of the other political parties have got some views, you can save them there for the record as well. Now, Madam Bulbulia, put your vote in the committee. Is there any support? Okay. Great support. Ms. Alison Gilward, support 100%. Mr. Desmond Goldie?
Are you in support?
I see, please,
sir. We're just abstaining. Support in afternoon? Abstaining? DA and IFP abstaining? Mr. Wundler? Peter Wundler?
Are you in support?
Absolute support. I'm putting Mr. Andrew Becky.
IEC support.
ISP oppose. GA oppose. All right. Mr. Becky Kumalo. GA support. ANC support. ISP abstain. Ms. Fadila Lakhadin. Absolute support. I see the journalists, they are writing like it's getting, you know, getting so interesting. Ms. Kanyisile Mkonza, absolute support. Ms. Christine Kunta. The ANC strenuously opposed, and the DA just quiet. You must say. Oppose.
And it's interesting to see
you. No. Okay, and then we come to Ms. Gloria Serobe.
People support.
ANC support. ISP opposes.
Mr. Serobe also, if you remember the interview,
Madam Smart.
Yes.
What is the position? Opposes. Okay, ANC support, ISP opposes, and the DA opposes. And then we come to Ms. Pansy Kakula. Absolute support. And we come to Mr. Ashwin Sikamji.
Yes.
Absolute support. Members? That means the board members for the SABC with the majority support and some few two serious objections and two abstinence would be, for the record, Ms. Bulbulia Nadia, Gilbert Allison, Golden Desmond, Peter Wundler, Andile Becky, Kumalo Becky, Lakhadin Fadila, Mkwanza Kanyesile, Kunda Christine, Gloria Serobe, Slakula Bensi, Trikam G. Teshwe. Those are the 12 members that is going. We are going to give to Parliament as a report of this committee. And we will give it as it is. And that brings me to the end of this process. This process. And now, before we do anything else, I saw a hand, Mr.
Yeah, and actually I was just saying, I've got meetings with my family people now at 11.
What are you coming up here?
If you don't mind, I would ask that I be recused.
We can get you excited. Mr. You were saying you've got to go and meet the your constituency.
Yes.
Thanks for your leadership, sir, and I think you are a leader.
Thank you, Director.
All right. Chairperson, I'm not sure if there's anything on the side. Members, our next meeting is on Tuesday. And let me thank you once more very much for all the cooperation. We'll see you again on Tuesday for the last time. Thank you, and bye-bye.